Happy New Year. Isn't that what today is? January the 1st, 2017. Today is the day when everything is supposed to be new, including that gunshot I just heard in the background. Anyway, it's a new day, and you would expect that when you walked outside of your home, that you would see newness. You would see newness of life. You would see a fresh start, a beautiful beginning of the next cycle. But this is my backyard here in the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, and this is what it looks like. I walked outside and behold, everything's dead. Trees are dead. All the leaves are dead. The grass is dead. Looked around for one flower, couldn't find one. Listening for the chirping of the birds, don't hear them. Looking for the new light, it's nowhere to be seen. But yet today is the new year in the dead of winter. Absurdity is what you begin to understand that to be when you come to know the truth. Now, a lot of people, you know, they think we've lost our minds, and maybe we have. Whenever we come against what I call the lies of the modern world, today is a dead day. We are still in the middle of winter. Everything is still dead and nothing is new. Just because we say it's new, don't make it new. But in about 3 months from now, you will walk outside of your door in this backyard and you won't be able to see the tree trunks or the branches because they'll be loaded down with new life. They'll be loaded down with fruits and berries, and the grass will be growing so fast you can't mow it fast enough. And you'll hear the chirping of the springtime birds and the running of the equinox rabbit. Everything will be beautiful and it will truly be new. Now, if you were God, Yahweh, and you were going to set a rhythm, a metronome. Have you ever seen the metronome where they pull the little ball back and release it and it starts clicking in perfect time? That is what Yahweh did. He set the metronome. He set the clock and the new year perfectly. There's a reason that he had to set the new year perfectly, because all of his holy festivals must be counted from the new year. So Satan, in all of his scheming and cunningness, has created a parallel universe and started a new year completely opposite of when Yahweh starts his. So today, if today is the new year, then ladies and gentlemen, Passover begins 14 days from today. That would have us celebrating our Lord's Passover January the 14th. Completely out of sync, completely out of rhythm with the timing of his death and the timing that we are to remember his death. So if Satan can mess the new year up, he messes the entire economy of Israel, which is the church, up. Now, the reason that God set the new year in the end of March, the beginning of April, is because the earth is new at that time. And then we can count the Passover. Then we can count the unleavened bread. We can count first fruit. We can count trumpets. We can count atonement. We can count Feast of Tabernacles. And we can count the last great day if we get the new year right. So, of course, Satan wants us to get the new year wrong. Many good people, I celebrated today as New Year's for 40 years because the world taught me that. I learned under the Babylonian system. I was taught that, and that's the day we celebrated. But last night, if we had gone out and celebrated today as the new year, wouldn't we have been celebrating a lie? No truth in it? Wouldn't we have been celebrating a complete dichotomy to the truth? So I ask you, if you know it's a lie, and you can see it in Exodus 12, 1 and 2, when the beginning of the month is the beginning of the year is in the month of Abib, which is spring, right after the spring equinox. If you know that, and Yahweh says, this is my new year. But yet you go and you celebrate a different new year. Are you in sync or out of sync with God Himself? We believe you would be out of sync. And we think that Israel, which is God's holy church, His ecclesia, His kahal, His congregation, are in this world. We are in this system created by Babylon. We're here. We're slaves here, if you will. Strangers passing through. So yes, last night became 2017 according to their calendar. But we cannot change that. We cannot fight that system. We live in it. But here's what we can do. We can save our fireworks. We can save our hats and our glasses. And we can save all of our celebration, our black-eyed peas and our cabbage, and bring them all out on the day that God, our God, the God of Israel, said, this is the day. That's the new year. See, that separates you from the world. That, you know, we used to think separation from the world meant hairdos and skirt lines and sleeve lengths, and the whole time still doing what the world was doing in our daily activities. So today I want to tell those of you that do not know any better, this is not the new year. And another thing I wanted to address, there was a reason that Satan set the new year the way he did. I watched everyone's timelines on Facebook, and it's every year it's the same thing. Every single year. This year was horrible. Next year is going to be better. It's like if they can hear the striking of midnight on January the 1st, 2017, 18, then all of a sudden their luck changes, and all of a sudden their future changes because their faith is in the changing of a time rather than in a faithful God that blesses me every day, every year. He's faithful. He's never out of mercy. He's a good God. Whether it's 2016, 17, or 18, tomorrow's not going to be any better than today. Today's no worse than tomorrow. The Bible said that the days of man are short and they're full of trouble. Doesn't matter if you got a new year or an old year, you're going to have trouble. But here's what else the Word of God says. That though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll be with you. If it's the new year, the old year, it doesn't matter. Our faith is not in a new year. Our faith is not in the changing of a clock or time. Our faith is in an ever faithful God. His name is Yahweh. And we trust that every day that we obey His commandments, we will walk in His blessings. Trouble, yes, but peace in the midst of that trouble. So if we're not careful, we turn New Year's Day into a God itself. Our faith is in the new year. I want to tell you, tomorrow, trouble's coming. The next day, trouble's coming. But if you're walking with God in covenant, in obedience to His commands, blessings will overtake the trouble. So brothers and sisters, I hope that you understand now, we've not lost our minds. We don't want to be different. We're forced to be different. Forced by what? The Word of God. We celebrate the new year. This coming year, on March the 21st, and we're going to have a big service and celebration, and all of Israel is invited to come and celebrate with us. Today, I just want to encourage you, get ready, the Passover of our Lord. We've got to get through Mardi Gras and Valentine's Day. After that, all the pagan festivals are over except for May Day, the Maypole. And then all of God's holy festivals begin in the light 7 months of the year. In the first 7 months, that number seven, right? We have seven festivals. And my, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.